brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Night, and I'll be your host today. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to be discussing Harry Reid's comments about domestic terrorists. Who are the real terrorists? What is the real law going on here? We're going to have that discussion. It's good that this is out in the open. It's good that we're seeing where people are falling, on which side they're falling. It's good to see the mainstream media having this discussion, and we're going to talk about what some people who have identified themselves as alternative media are saying about this, like Glenn Beck, for example. Alex Jones is also going to be joining us later in the show, and we've got some updates on the Bundy Ranch, as well as people now trying to dissect this. Like I said, we've now got some comments from Rand Paul and others, some excellent comments from Judge Napolitano. He's been on target on this from the very beginning, saying things like, this is a legal case. If they win in court, then they get a lien. And then when the guy dies, they take his property. Or when he sells it, they take his property. You don't send an army in. And that's the battle right now in the info war. We've got people like Glenn Beck and the mainstream media who are doing everything they can to portray this as an act of aggression by people who peacefully stood up to tyranny that had been going on for over a week. Just this case has been going on for decades, but the army that went down there, that was really, really escalating. Just before we got down there to file our reports, of course, as you've seen, they attacked people with tasers, with canine dogs. They came up behind a woman, threw her down from behind. Okay, they're beating people up, and we're seeing this happening everywhere. This is what liberals need to understand. This is not about the cattle. This isn't about white people versus colored people or people of color. This is not about any of those things. This isn't about a rich rancher. He's not rich. It's not about Mormons versus other people. Everybody's throwing in all of these personal issues to try to attack them because of whatever group they're involved in. It's not about that. We cover stories all the time about people of every age, race, sex, color, whatever, being attacked by the government, being killed by the government, who are never, and the agents who do this, the law enforcement people who do this, are never brought to heel over this. This is out of control. And this is what's changing. This is what it was about. It was about facing down tyranny. And we have to have this discussion. We need to talk about who the real terrorists are. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some other interesting things that are happening. Now, as this was going on this last week, we had the income tax took place, okay, on federal forms were filled out. And I thought it was very interesting. We didn't have time to cover this because so much was happening in Nevada. But the Donald Rumsfeld letter that came out that everybody was talking about, he said every year he writes a letter to the IRS and says, my taxes are a known unknown, as only Donald Rumsfeld can put it. He sends a letter every year and says, I really have no idea what's in this. It's a very complicated situation. And he feels uncomfortable essentially signing his name to a declaration that can be used to say that he created perjury. That's what a lot of people have said. I always had that problem. I never sent him a letter like that because I wasn't Donald Rumsfeld. He's pretty much inoculated against being prosecuted. Wouldn't it be ironic if Donald Rumsfeld became the leader of a tax protest movement? If everybody were to fill that out, because they don't like it if you don't fill it out. They've had an airline pilot who had no complications in his tax form. He merely had wages, and he refused to sign it. They took him to court because he refused to sign it. He said, "That you're requiring me to do self-incrimination." Well, of course, there's a lot of things that the IRS is being used for nowadays and used openly. They were always used to punish political enemies of both Democrats and Republicans. That is why they're reluctant, really, to do anything about this, the IRS being openly used to attack Tea Party members. They want that power when they get back in. That's what the Republicans want. They want to try to score some political points, but they want the power when they come back. So we're going to be talking about that. We also have reports from the New York Times that an American bank had a plane that landed in Tehran. And the American government and the Iranian government is not talking about this, but as we had on InfoWars today, bankers are behind the war. The story from Naomi Prinz, who was just on the show yesterday. We're going to be right back. Your calls also on the Bundy Ranch.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, April 18th, 2014. Good Friday. And we've got a big report here. There's a breaking story, very important story that just went up on InfoWars. White House counterterror chief from Homeland Security, that's Lisa Monaco, is saying that confrontational children could be terrorists. She's warning parents and telling them to watch their kids. Presumably, if they see their kids do something and maybe be a little bit rebellious, maybe they ought to call Homeland Security. You know, take, see something, say something to a whole new level. And Alex Jones has a breaking report on that. I've got Alex on the phone right now. We're going to play his report. Alex, what do you make of this?
Well, there's two things that go together. And this is the biggest day of broadcast we've ever done. This is the most important issue we've ever covered concerning this republic. History repeats itself. I've studied the globalists. I've studied the Homeland Security system. We were the first to break all this. I'm not bragging. I'm saying people need to listen to me very carefully, because now everything is 2 inches away from our face, not 20 miles away over the horizon. This is happening now. We have the video coming up. It's up on InfoWars.com in Paul Watson's article. That's the top featured story from last night, titled, Harry Reid Says Bundy Protesters Are Domestic Terrorists. We're going to be playing that video when Paul Paul Watson comes up at the bottom of the hour to break all this down. He says that we wanted to kill women and children by putting them up front. No, that's what the feds did when they bombed Oklahoma City with the daycare center. Yeah. He says twice they're domestic terrorists, and he's working with the FBI to go after them. Now we have the White House chief of counterterrorism, a known complete globalist socialist, openly saying that your children may be terrorists if they literally throw a toy. Now, people say this sounds crazy. This sounds funny. No, it's not funny. They arrest kids for Nerf guns at school, the teacher tells them to bring. They arrest kids if they draw a picture of their dad who's in the Marine Corps. They're training everyone for thought police, where you will be disappeared. This is an authoritarian psych warfare program. These are not environmentalist wackos. They're using it to take over. This is not a failed drug war. They ship the drugs in. This is not a failed, whacked-out woman just demonizing her opposition. This is scientific, saying trust no one but the state. Walmart has telescreens across the country saying don't trust anyone but Homeland Security. Terrorists may be everywhere, while the government openly funds al-Qaeda to attack nations like Syria. It is totally naked. They think you're that stupid, ladies and gentlemen. In 24 hours, she went on television. We have that clip coming up as well. It's at the bottom of the article where she says, and she gave another speech at Harvard repeating the same thing, saying seriously that, hey, your kids may be terrorists. Everyone's a terrorist. Everyone's a terrorist, but the real terrorist that took over America. I'm going to say this very slowly. It's not rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen. This is an occupation, global foreign banking government. Homeland Security is meant to absorb the old republic. My God, folks, Homeland Security is a Nazi term. It's the uniforms, all of it. It's totally naked. The armored vehicles being deployed. They want to start a civil war before the full depression hits, to blame the depression on the civil war, to blame a war in Ukraine on the depression. I've been telling everyone this for 6 years, every day. I know the enemy. The enemy writes public manuals admitting all this. So we're going to go to my special report. David Knight's going to cover it. Everyone's going to cover it. We've got to get on the offensive right now and let the globalists know that we understand their plan. We've got to stop a shootout with the feds. We've got to stop a civil war. We've got to stop a civil war. We've got to expose their paradigm as they try to play us off against each other like two Siamese fighting fish. I'm going to hand things over to you, David Knight. We'll play my report, and then Paul Watson is coming up. This is what zero tolerance is about, teaching us all that we're terrorists who can be disappeared under the NDAA. This is their attempt to flip the script. From saying it's al-Qaeda to it's all of us. This is the criminal rogue government armed to the teeth against us, belligerently saying, you will go in your free speech zones, you will shut up, or we will arrest you for terrorism. This is the New World Order takeover. This proves everything I ever said. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a maximum red alert to call Congress, to call everybody, to call talk radio. That's why Glenn Beck is scared of now saying anybody who opposes or criticizes the government's a terrorist, because he said 3 years ago they're going to bomb stuff and blame it on the liberty movement like Oklahoma City, and he showed their own documents on Fox News. He knows. A lot of people are going to get scared now and join with the New World Order out of fear, because they're going to stage false flags and blame it on us. Unless we maximum expose this right now and call the media, call the system, get on the streets everywhere, and let people know that we're aware of what they're doing. And when there is a false flag, you've got to run to the false flag with your video cameras, because the feds and the globalists are so sloppy, you will probably see them literally running out with bombs and things like at Oklahoma City. We're going to get their names, just like the underwear bomber. That was the CIA. Our witnesses were correct. We're going to get the names like the Boston bombing. We are going to expose what they're doing. God bless you, David Knight. We'll be covering it Sunday as well. This is a maximum issue as they announce that we are all terrorists. We are all suspects, except for the out-of-control government run by foreign banks. David Knight, thank you very much.
Absolutely right, Alex. That's why it was so imperative that we be there. That's why we weren't shooting pictures from the overpass. We have to see what's going on. People needed to see that the narrative that they're putting out there now about us strategizing to put women and children out front, Sheriff Mack has now backed off of that. He says, I wasn't there. I didn't get there till after that happened. He was just talking about it afterwards. We have the video. We show that the people were not acting in a threatening way whatsoever. It was the SWAT teams on the other side that were pointing guns at us. It was the SWAT team, as they had been all week. It was the SWAT team on the other side that continued to bark orders, leave the area or we will shoot. We will use lethal force. That's what was happening there. And yet you see Reuters, you see Glenn Beck trying to spin this into the fact that the only people that were carrying guns were the protesters. That was not the case. You can see that nobody on the front line had any guns. Nobody was doing anything threatening. If they had any guns, they were in holsters on their sides. The only person that I've seen a picture of somebody was someone up on the overpass, and they have run that over and over again. And guess what? Most of those pictures were aerial views. They were shooting from a helicopter. They had a no-fly zone in the area. Everybody was hopelessly outgunned. It wasn't, they didn't stand down because they were outgunned. I'm glad there were people there that had guns. I'm glad there were people there that were backing us up. That's very important. We cannot lose that. That is a deterrence. And it can be a peaceful deterrence, just like nuclear weapons. But let's go, while we still have time, let's go to this. Actually, we don't have time to play it now, do we? We're going to have a commercial break. So let's finish up with this. We're going to play it right after the commercial break. We're going to go right into Alex Jones's report. I wanted to read this report from Reuters that's up on Drudge. After Nevada ranch standoff, emboldened militia ask where next. In other words, like the militia, these people who were there as peaceful civil rights protesters are somehow the problem. Listen to this first paragraph. Flat on his belly in a sniper position, wearing a baseball cap and a flak jacket, a protester aimed his semi-automatic rifle from the edge of an overpass and waited as a crowd below stood its ground against U.S. federal agents in the Nevada desert. You read on and on and on this article. There is no mention of the fact that the federal agents were armed. There's no mention of the fact that they were pointing guns at people there all week. There's no mention of the brutality that went on, initiated by the federal government. Nobody that was there as a protester, nobody there that was watching what was going on and protesting it, initiated any force against the federal government. But of course, you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center coming in and saying, laws, I guess, don't apply when the radical right doesn't agree with it. Well, we can have that discussion about what the laws are, but as Representative Stockman here in the U.S., in Texas, as well as U.S. Senator Rand Paul have both pointed out, this kind of escalation is totally unwarranted. Representative Stockman pointed out that whenever the government has to use force to enforce an order, they have to use, on a contract basis, local law enforcement authority. They should have been using the sheriff's department if they were going to do that. They should not have brought in contract killers. And then the only time they mention that the federal government has weapons is way down in the article where they quote Alex Jones. They describe him as a radio host, anti-government conspiracy theorist, whose popular right-wing website InfoWars helped to popularize Bundy's dispute, called it a watershed moment. And this is what Alex said. He said, Americans showed up with guns and said, no, you're not, before confronting armed BLM agents. Only time in the piece that they're talking about the government agents being armed. Other than that, they're portrayed as peaceful bystanders who are just being set upon by an angry mob. That's the kind of distortion that they're putting out. But Alex went on and said, they said, shoot us, the protesters, that is, and they didn't. And that was epic. And it is going to happen more. I hope it will happen more because people need to wake up, especially people on the left. They're trying to make this about they're buying into the hate. They're buying into the group division, pitting one group against another because, as I said before, because of religion or because of race or whatever. It's not about that. We cover stories about an out-of-control government, about abusive authoritarian police state tactics, and the fact that the government is never called to account about that. We cover those stories all the time, all over the country. Usually it's in a city where this is happening. Usually it's to black people, you know, and we cover that. And we need to wake up and we need to stand these people down and we need to make sure they're going to follow the law. One of the things that made this work here was that they had something they could give up. They had the cattle that they could give up. In most cases, like I think the Occupy movement, the problem most protests is they don't have a clear objective. They don't offer the other side a way to step down. We need to offer them a way to step down, but it needs to be about something much broader than the cattle. But that's a good thing. If we got something right there, that's a good thing. We're going to be back, and we're going to play right away Alex Jones's groundbreaking story. The White House tells parents that children could be terrorists. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. You need to hear this.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Now, in the last segment, we just had Alex on, and he was talking about how yesterday Harry Reid emphasized that the peaceful protesters at the Bundy Ranch standoff were domestic terrorists. And then this morning, we have this breaking news from Homeland Security warning parents that confrontational children could become terrorists. As Alex said, the guns are no longer off in the distance. What we've been telling you for years is now coming in your face. Here's that report from Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you this was coming. I told you the Bundy Ranch situation could be the new 1776. The globalists openly have converted Homeland Security over to a system to wage domestic war on political enemies. It was set up for that. You've heard in the news about the documents that we and others got that the government admits are real, where they list gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, and Christians as the main terror threat. The FBI now admits that. That's who they're targeting. Not the globalists that are funding Al-Qaeda publicly in Syria, Libya, and other areas. No, it's we the people. The Pentagon is trying to take on gun owners. This is a criminal takeover. Well, now Harry Reid, we have the video on Infowars.com, it's linked on GrudgeReport.com, came out last night and said he's talked to the head of the FBI, Homeland Security, all of them, that the Bundys basically are domestic terrorists. Their supporters are who wanted to, quote, kill children. He actually says that. And they have automatic weapons. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, he has now openly come out and said this, and we have the video right here on Infowars.com. So you need to go there. You can see the video on the site. Now, continuing, on top of that, White House counterterror chief says confrontational children could be terrorists, and the video is posted right there. I'm not joking. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what is really behind all of this? Look at this headline, New York Daily News. Kids suspended for bringing Nerf guns to school with teachers' permission. Kids get suspended if their neighbors see them playing with Nerf guns in their backyard. You can pull that article up. You say it makes no sense. You say it's crazy. You say it's nuts to claim that little kids are basically, some type of criminal for having guns. Toy guns, or you see these reports now saying that if a baby throws its bottle, that could be a major indicator that they're a terrorist. This is about making everyone criminal but the people running the system. This is about the rollout of a total authoritarian system, a total and complete nanny state, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we're breaking down every day here at Infowars.com. What we're seeing is the branding of any type of even speech against tyranny as terrorism. The free speech zones, the NSA spying, all of it is part of this system. So before people make jokes, and I see folks making jokes in the comments saying these people are crazy, these people are nuts, you know, if a dog's aggressive, is it a terrorist? You gotta understand, this is social engineering. This is a plan they're rolling out. This is why if a kid makes the image of their finger as a gun, bang, bang, in school, they get arrested. This is why if you ask a cop why you've been pulled over, you get tasered or taken to jail. It's a paramilitary takeover. Okay, this is literal mind control where they're expanding terrorism to everyone. First they roll it out to fight Al-Qaeda. Then they say, forget about Al-Qaeda. It's for you and your family. And now they're going to continue to grab land under Gen 21. They're going to continue to raise the taxes. They're going to continue to harass everybody until people start resisting. Then they're going to call it terrorism. Then they're going to stage terror attacks, blame it on their political opposition, and bring in martial law. This is their plan. This is what I keep warning you about. Please, for military, police, and others, understand what's happening. Understand that America is being shut down, deindustrialized, and the people are in a depression. And this is designed to create tension that the globalists can then basically use to bring in their next level of control. We've got to find a third way out of this. We've got to realize the globalist plan and the program that they're carrying out. David Knight's going to be hosting the show today. I'll be calling in repeatedly as well and doing work behind the scenes. Infowars.com for the free live feeds. And remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance to the foreign banks that have seized control of the government. These are their political commissar, political officers, literally taking over the society. It's really happening. Children, parents, don't trust your children. They could be terrorists. This is on mainstream news with the White House counterterrorism chief. This is really happening. This is really unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you it would. Homeland Security is the takeover arm to shut down America and bring in the new world order. Similar systems have been set up worldwide. Alex Jones signing off for Infowars.com. Get these stories out to people. This is a plan. They know what they're doing. This is a plan. Alex Jones again signing off.
We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. He wrote the articles about Harry Reid repeating, emphasizing that peaceful protesters against the police state were domestic terrorists, and the government Homeland Security pitting parents.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-286-5273, 800-286-5273.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have Paul Joseph Watson from London on the phone. One of our staff writers here, and Paul wrote several key stories the last couple of days about what's going on in the press. Now, we've had the story that he wrote yesterday, Harry Reid calling Clive and Bundy supporters domestic terrorists, and then the story that broke this morning that he wrote, White House counterterrorism chief says that confrontational children could be terrorists. So parents, watch out for them. This is, as Alex just said in his report, this is social engineering for the police state. Paul, welcome.
Hi, David.
This is pretty amazing. They're really stepping this rhetoric up. And, you know, these were peaceful people protesting the police state. And they're the ones now, the media is being spinning this, as well as the government, trying to talk about how these people were threatening the government. The government had been threatening and attacking people all week. It was the government that was threatening us the entire time we were standing there, and as people were gradually milling forward, they were threatening to shoot. They actually, a Fox News reporter tried to get closer because he was having trouble hearing. He wanted to interview somebody up there. He was walking forward saying, Fox News, lifting up his shirt, stopping, and they waved him off. They wouldn't let him come by. They were the ones who were threatening people. They were threatening reporters as well as anyone who was in the area.
Well, first off, David, I'd like to commend you on the excellent coverage. I was watching the stream last weekend at the Bundy Ranch, and obviously we received a ton of positive messages, so kudos to you on that coverage.
And Josh was there with me, too. He was filming as well. So, and Josh is going to be going to Boston to with Ja'Kari Jackson to see what police state measures they're doing there, because that is, I think, one of the most important elements. There's so many elements about this. There's Agenda 21. There's the political corruption and everything. But this police state issue is now the one that is bubbling up to the top, isn't it, Paul?
Exactly. And the article today, which ties into all this, is White House counterterror chief says confrontational children could be terrorists. And this is Lisa Monaco, who is Obama's chief homeland security and counterterror advisor. She came out in a speech on Tuesday night and followed it up in subsequent press appearances and said, quote, what kinds of behaviors are we talking about? For the most part, they're not related directly to plotting attacks. They're more subtle. For instance, parents might see sudden personality changes in their children at home becoming confrontational. So she's actually talking about the radicalization of children into becoming terrorists, and the behavior that denotes that possibility is children becoming confrontational with their own parents. What child, what teenager isn't at some point confrontational with their parents?
That's
so
right.
As I extrapolated out in this article, again, the term terrorism, the term domestic terrorism, as used by Harry Reid yesterday, it's clearly lost all meaning because it's being so overused as this tool to demonize political activism that it's become completely meaningless altogether. And you can see that they're now engaging in this program, which Alex has talked about on the video you just played. It's a mass reclassification of deviant behavior. It's about behavioral control, because they're trying to define any political activism or any mere belief that's adversarial to the state. They're characterizing it as radical and dangerous. So it's the fear-driven implementation of thought crime.
Yes.
You know, they're not doing it because necessarily they plan to go out and round up and arrest millions of libertarians or constitutionalists. They're doing it to dissuade people on the outside from becoming interested in these kind of ideas in the first place. So it's
for self-censorship.
Preemptive.
Yeah, self-censorship as well as perhaps some drugs. You know, they've already got a condition that they created just a couple of years ago called ODD. You know, I'm sure they started with that acronym. They say if you have oppositional defiant disorder, right? And that's what it looks like they're talking about. They're trying to set this up. Are they going to do something maybe like they did with ADD and drugging all the boys in school with Ritalin, because it's almost entirely boys that they give Ritalin to?
Exactly. The legacy for that, of course, is the former Soviet Union,
yes,
where they had these psykushkas, these mental hospitals, which were used by the state as prisons in order to intern political dissidents. And in fact, a Soviet psychiatry expert at the institute at the time said that it was about ideas about a struggle for truth and justice are formed by personalities with a paranoid structure. So they were classifying adversarial ideas against the state as a form of psychosis. And then in 2009, Psychology Today came out with an article which viciously attacked us, which basically said the same thing, that this oppositional defiant disorder was manifesting itself in the political arena. People who were suspicious of the state could have a form of psychosis. And then, of course, at the same time, you had leaked Homeland Security reports saying people reverent of individual liberty. They weren't even talking about being a part of a political party or supporting a candidate. Merely being reverent of individual liberty was a characterization, a sign of potential terrorism. So it shifted from the psychiatric arena declaring people who have anti-statist ideas as being potentially mentally ill, and now they've shifted it into the political battlefield, saying, you know, we're all right-wing extremist radicals who want violence.
So much for the idea of the loyal opposition, right? Just give those people the blue pill and tell them to shut up, or we'll commit them to an institution.
It's absolutely chilling, and its legacy is in the most draconian totalitarian states throughout history.
Yes.
Now, of course, as you said, the whole push is about Bundy supporters being violent, and yet the only violence during that whole standoff over the course of the past couple of weeks was carried out by the BLM feds when they tasered Bundy family members, mm-hmm. when they assaulted pregnant women and cancer victims during that early standoff before the main one. And as he said, the people escalating the violent rhetoric, as Harry Reid did yesterday, were again the BLM agents. I mean, you were there on the front lines. You heard them saying, threatening that they would shoot people.
Yes.
So they're the ones engaging in violence. They're the ones engaging in violent rhetoric. And yet the mass media lays all that on Bundy supporters when they were the key, they played the key role in keeping that standoff peaceful.
The mass of people there were, I don't know how long it was. I guess we were there for maybe about an hour. We had to wait for the mounted people to get there, whatever. But they were threatening us the entire time. I never heard anybody threatening to shoot them, but they were on a loudspeaker threatening to shoot us. One of the things, Paul, that bothers me about this was early in the week, it was actually Glenn Beck who got out in front and led the charge. He had an interview with Cliven Bundy, and in that interview, he started talking about the legal issues, and Glenn Beck spun this to say, oh, so you're saying that you're sovereign over all this, and then he had a guy that was there in the studio with him and said, Mr. Bundy, are you part of the sovereign citizen movement? Now, you and I know what that is. Mr. Bundy had never heard that term before. I know that the FBI has listed as one of their top groups, people that they identify, that they label as sovereign citizens, they label them as domestic terrorists, and they have pushed this narrative, they pushed this label out to law enforcement so that if they label somebody as a sovereign citizen, law enforcement officers now believe that their lives are in immediate danger from someone that has that label. That was one of the most irresponsible things I've ever seen anywhere, and they got out in front of everybody else and called him something he had no idea of, and he was never saying that he was sovereign. He was saying that the county, that the state was sovereign. And as a matter of fact, we have Representative Stockman from Texas said that today, pointed out that the federal law says that if they're going to use force to enforce some kind of a federal judgment or anything else, they need to contract with local law enforcement. That's the federal law. They were the ones who were breaking the law. They were the ones who sent in an army of people from all over the country. They were the ones who were pointing snipers at everybody. That's what Harry Reid said. He said there were hundreds and hundreds of people from around the country that came there. Yeah, federal agents. They also had sniper rifles. Federal agents. They had weapons, automatic weapons. Federal agents. They had children lined up. That wasn't the federal agents. That wasn't us either. That was somebody who was not even there talking about what he thought was going to be done or what he thought would be a good idea. Nobody talked about that. And as we showed, that did not happen.
And then you've got the so-called lawlessness of Bundy. Well, the actual court order that the feds got against him did not give them any right to seize his property, did not give them any right to shoot dead his cattle, which evidence has now emerged, didn't give them any right to destroy his property, which evidence of which has also now emerged. So they broke the law. And even if you agree, even if you stand on the side of the feds, as Glenn Beck does, as Judge Andrew Napolitano pointed out, all they've got the power to do is put a lien on his property and try and claim back the so-called grazing fees that way. They have no legal right to go and steal his property, to shoot his cattle, and to intimidate peaceful protesters. But now they've opened it up and labelled all the Bundy supporters as terrorists, as Harry Reid did last night. That opens it up to, you know, NDAA, indefinite detention without trial. It opens it up to drone strikes. It opens it up to summary execution now that they've declared the United States as a battlefield in the war on terror under the NDAA. Now they've been designated as terrorists. They can use terrorist tactics against them, which is interesting because there are allegations floating around which are not substantiated but are pretty interesting. I was looking into them before the show, that some of the main players involved in directing the BLM siege against Bundy, the people on the front lines, were in fact around 10 to 12 years ago special forces Green Beret soldiers who were involved in occupying cities in Pakistan and Afghanistan fighting Taliban and Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Yeah,
and this is in a Discovery Channel documentary. It appears as if one of the individuals now in charge at the BLM played that role as a Special Forces Green Beret 12 years ago. He fought terrorists, and now he's on the front line of this siege against Americans who are now being designated by terrorists. Not only by Harry Reid, remember, in that video that came out last night, he said, I've spoken to Eric Holder, I've spoken to the Justice Department, they agree. So it's not just Harry Reid, it's Washington, D.C. that now sees Bundy supporters as terrorists, and it's open game on what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it was interesting. The guy who was there from the BLM, I believe his name was Dan Love, he actually had a sign on him that said police, but he didn't have the sign underneath it that had fallen off that said state. And, you know, when we were talking to him, actually, I got footage of Ammon, one of the sons of Clive and Bundy. And when he got finished and the sheriff was up there, he said to the sheriff, he said, we will listen to you. You have authority here. And he looked at that guy and he said, you have no authority here. And he doesn't. He's just a hired mercenary from the BLM. This is goes back to what you've been pointing out. And InfoWars has been pointing out for a long time, Paul, when you were talking about the billions of bullets and you were linking to the documents and we were talking about how the Department of Education is even creating SWAT teams. The Weather Service is creating SWAT teams. The increasing police state that we see at every bureaucracy, and of course they write their own laws, they judge whether or not you're in violation of their own laws, you don't have a presumption of innocence, and then they send their militarized police force against you. You've been writing about this, and people have been pushing about that, pushing back about that for a long time.
We've been writing about it for the best part of a decade because, of course, the Defense Department sold all those armored vehicles that they'd used in Afghanistan to local police departments, which were bought with Homeland Security grants.
Yes.
So everything that they used against terrorists in Afghanistan, they're now using against the American people. Another aspect to it, you mentioned the police state, is the rampant hypocrisy on behalf of the left of either ignoring or enthusiastically supporting state brutality when it's meted out against Americans who may hold differing views to themselves. Because if you followed the conversation on this, obviously with the leftist media, Media Matters, Slate, websites such as those, they're dead set against Bundy. They're classifying everyone as right-wing extremists, and it's being picked up by their acolytes to the point where I'm having conversations with people on Twitter who are calling for Bundy supporters to be, quote, shot on the spot. Mm-hmm. They're calling for belligerent protesters to be executed with drone strikes. So it's just galling how, for example, we saw with Occupy Wall Street, the protesters getting pepper sprayed in the face directly. I mean, we rose up to their defense. Occupy Wall Street protesters targeted by snipers, or yes. there was at least a plan to do that.
Yes.
And the left is outraged, and rightly so.
Yes.
But when it happens to people who may be different in their political views, they support state brutality. So that's a major problem. The statists simply do not see that the tyranny is being imposed on everyone. And if they stand on the opposite side to us, then, you know, if we don't hang together, then we hang separate.
The inability to extrapolate it to the larger principles and the blindness that comes from being manipulated by their individual prejudices against these other groups. And I've seen every label in that you could put on the Bundy family or the protesters. I've seen those labels put on as a way of building hate. And one of the key organizations at the center of that is the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is an organization that has a mail order business model that sends out letters and findings to the federal government to essentially set up and create hate for individual groups. That's what they're all about.
It's a hate industry, and
yes.
They get huge grants from governments to continue their existence. They need to continue to escalate the so-called threat posed by hate crime and violent right-wing extremists, which does exist, but certainly nowhere near to the level that they amp it up to. And you can see with their supporters that they were actually excited at the prospect of Bundy supporters getting gunned down, some of them. And they were crushingly disappointed when it didn't happen. So the hypocrisy, again, is rampant. And another angle was this idea of Bundy is sponging off the state. He's engaging in complete lawlessness. A ton of leftists took that stance. And yet they support millions of illegal immigrants who do exactly the same thing. So again, they don't have any actual principles. They just selectively apply them based on whether they agree with you politically or not.
One of the things that bothered me in this entire narrative was the confusion about property rights. What was property? Now, a lot of people have a very simple understanding of property rights to just be, let's say, you know, you own everything in this little squared off area. But here in Texas, a lot of times when you buy a house, you don't get the mineral rights. You don't; those don't convey. And what the Bundys had were surface rights. They had grazing rights. They had water rights. They never claimed to own the land. Now, they did say that they believed that that land should rightfully, under the Constitution, have been ceded to the state authority at the time it became a state. And he was talking about how, as we've seen with Stockman, they did not have the legal authority to be there as a police force. But we need to understand these property rights have been well established with previous court cases. As a matter of fact, it was just last year. Another case that started back in 1993, Kit Daniels wrote about this yesterday, and a federal judge, in making that decision last, it was either June or July, said that the BLM had engaged in a criminal conspiracy against ranchers. Now, this all began in 1993. They tried to deny his grazing rights, his water rights, exactly the same things that were going on here in this particular place. And, you know, if you've got property rights on your home, and the federal government, and you're paying taxes to the county, and the federal government comes in at some point in time and says, you don't have those rights anymore, we're just going to take them, which is what they did with these ranchers, you're going to be facing exactly the same thing. People need to broaden their perspectives. We've got to go to break. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
You've heard about the lowest price promise at Emergency Essentials, but did you know right now you can save $100 on a Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filter? While supplies last, get 40% off a personal emergency kit, 43% off Red Feather Butter, and 46% off the Victoria Hand Grain Mill. And don't forget, you can save over $250 on the year supply of basics. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have Paul Joseph Watson from InfoWars in England on the phone. We've been talking about the stories that he broke yesterday about Harry Reid calling people who are leading a peaceful protest against the police state tactics and brutality that have been going on at the Nevada Ranch for quite some time. He called those peaceful protesters domestic terrorists, and he repeated that for emphasis. And we've just been talking about how the media is joining in on that narrative. We got Reuters talking about these poor federal agents who were set upon by an angry armed mob. That is not what happened. We have footage there. You can see what people are doing even as they're calmly walking up to the gate. It has been spun by Glenn Beck to say, well, those people at the gate, they were trying to start an incident. They were going to get everybody shot. That wasn't happening. We showed you the video. We were there. I was there. Josh Owens was there. We took the video. We've put it up. It should put the critics to rest, but now they're escalating this. Now Harry Reid has picked up on Glenn Beck's narrative, and now we've got a Homeland Security advisor, Lisa Monaco. This is another story Paul wrote about, saying that any children with confrontational behavior might become terrorists. Now, Paul, they just handed me an article that showed, it was a quote, and it was a very favorable article about her in the Boston Globe, and they said, unmarried and without children, Monaco is incredibly dedicated to her work, according to those who know her. Well, they may know her, but she doesn't know anything about children, does she?
Well, exactly. And again, you played the Melissa Harris-Perry thing
Yes. Just
before I came on. It's about this idea that the community should watch and be suspicious of everybody's children and that the parents have no right. So it's a dual-purpose propaganda tactic. They say they lament the fact that government can't watch everybody's children all the time, so now the onus is on the parents to do so. And then you see laws being passed in places like Scotland where state minders are assigned to children from birth to watch for any signs of abuse. Again, it's cradle-to-grave tyranny,
Yes. And
now they're tying it into the terrorism angle as the war on terror turns inward against the American people. The real problem they've got is the threat of a good example. That's what people like Harry Reid are scared about, because they're worried about the strength in numbers that Americans, that the Liberty Movement can bring to situations like the Bundy siege. You heard one of the BLM agents say, you know, you're going to have to bring 10,000 people. Well, they didn't even need 10,000 people. They probably had about 1,000, and that made the BLM back down.
Well, so I tell you what, Paul, it must have scared them to death to see the Bundy family, because that's, you know, he's not a rich rancher, but he is rich with his family. And he's got, I think, 14 children, 40-some-odd grandchildren. They were all very calm, very steady, and very resolute about their freedom and about your freedom. At the very beginning of this, Clive and Bundy said, this is not about the grazing fees. It's not about anything but unchecked power and about your liberty. And that's exactly what it was about. And all of this family that I met, all of them that I saw there, were very calm, very resolute, but they were not going to be backed down.
And the only people goading violence, again, amidst all these smears, are people like Harry Reid. He's the person escalating violence. I mean, Rand Paul went on Fox News last night and said, calmer heads need to prevail, which is exactly what the Bundy supporters did during that standoff. So
Yes. The
only violent rhetoric is coming from their side. And again, they're concerned about the fact that what they would call flash mobs, what we would call activists, were able to dispatch them on such short notice and now actually win crucial battles in the ideological war for the Liberty Movement. That concerns them greatly. And now we've got economists predicting that 2014, 2015, we're going to see increasing civil unrest in America. And they're concerned about a form of the American spring that's rising in the United States. So that's why they're trying to send a message that this will not be tolerated by labeling anyone that engages in it as
domestic
terrorism.
We got to go to break. Can you hang on and do the next segment with us? A short five-minute segment?
Sure.
All right. We're going to be right back. The InfoWar right now is about seizing the initiative and not letting them divide us into competing groups to understand the higher, the broader principles involved. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.